From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Time now for your letters, but first, a correction. 2 weeks ago, in our story on rural health insurance, Howard Berkus reported that Nebraska small business owner Larry Harbor was uninsured because the plans he had considered would cost from $24,000 to $40,000 a year in premiums alone for him and his wife. Harbor tells us he misspoke. The actual range of the premium quotes was $12,000 to $20,000 a year. He now says half of what we reported. Dozens of you posted comments on our website about Barbara Bradley Haggerty's piece about Episcopals who think the church has become too liberal and want to break away. Ray Whitlock of Columbus, Ohio, says the rift makes sense.
Conservative Anglicans have fought for change in their church for years, and they've seen that the fight has produced more heat than light. In their view, the Episcopal Church has abandoned her mission, and they believe that separation is the best way for them to faithfully serve their God.
But Hal Hurst of Los Angeles, California, says those who want to leave the church have turned their backs on compassion.
As the Episcopal Church has long held, our theology rests on the three legs of Scripture, tradition, and continuing revelation. In the past, our church, thanks to efforts that began with the Friends, Quakers, rejected slavery after condoning it and even justifying it by use of Scripture quoted out of context.
Gloria Hillard's piece for our series on immigrants' children also dealt with the theme of diverting from tradition. In this case, it was about a Korean-American woman who became a police officer. Alex Lee commented on our website that the story was interesting, but no more interesting than other minority groups doing tremendous duties in serving the nation. But Young Chul Young commented that Korean Americans who are striving to be good citizens need much encouragement and support from the rest of the community. If you'd like to encourage us or correct us, go to our webpage, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. You can also follow us on Twitter at NPR Weekend, all one word.